This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio, and I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers' Corner, along with Brett Tannehill and Sarah Williamson. This week on the Sundial Writers' Corner, Joanna Kirsch Wilson recounts her efforts in the kitchen to produce a nutritious breakfast and winds up with what she calls a millennial fail.
The other morning, my house being devoid of milk, I turned my attention to a loaf of crusty bread and an avocado that was mocking me with its potential ripeness. It seemed to me that here were two foods that my generation allegedly enjoys combining, perhaps to the point of excess, and that with the addition of a sausage patty, I might have on my hands a breakfast of some substance, one that might actually sustain me all the way to lunch. Only one problem. I didn't actually know how to make avocado toast. I'd never even seen avocado toast. Was it just mashed avocado spread on bread and then stuck in the toaster oven? Or did you simply slice the avocado and arrange it artfully upon the bread? Do you toast the bread before or after you add the avocado? Was this secretly nothing more than a visual experience? Or was there something magical when bread and avocado came together that elevated the dish beyond its humble roots? My tablet was charging in another room, so I hoisted a fussy baby onto my hip and sat down at our desktop. One-handed, I typed, "How to make avocado" into Google, and the autofill helpfully supplied toast as an option. The results arrived and, with only slight variation, informed me that I ought to scoop out the contents of the avocado, add some lemon or lime juice and some salt, mash it a bit to combine everything, and spread it upon the bread. The toast! Yes, I should toast the bread first. This had been the greatest mystery, and now I had an answer. So, it's basically spreading a very simple guacamole on toast. Okay, I could get behind that. I handed the baby a teething toy and set her on a blanket to fend for herself against her toddler sister as I worked on my breakfast. First, a cooked sausage patty on a plate went into the microwave for, my finger hesitated over the buttons, 30 seconds, why not? I spread some bacon grease on my bread, yes, bacon grease, as I didn't have any butter either, and stuck it in the toaster oven. Easy peasy. I turned my attention to the avocado and hit a snag as soon as I applied table knife to avocado skin. A slight resistance, suggesting the avocado's ripeness was more potential than I had previously thought. The microwave beeped. No matter, I was committed, and soon I triumphed, slicing the avocado in half. A few determined scoops with a spoon later, and I had a tiny bowl full of slightly underripe avocado. Did you know slightly underripe avocado is very difficult to mash, especially if your bowl is too small? The toaster dinged. The microwave, not to be outdone, beeped again. The toddler had taken the baby's teething toy and was attempting to give her dress-up beads. I intervened, aware I was running out of time. I paused my mashing attempts in order to squeeze some lemon juice. Too much? Not enough? No time? Just go with it? And sprinkle some salt. How did that pinch get so big? Why am I so bad at judging how much salt I need over the avocado? I'd seen calls for red pepper flakes, but I love myself, so I skipped those and went back to my feeble mashing attempts. The avocado insisted on remaining unmashed, so I gave it a few humble stirs to at least redistribute the salt and lemon juice, and then waved the white flag. I fetched the toast, only slightly burning my fingers as I bobbled it across the kitchen to the plate. I got a big old scoop of avocado and deposited it upon the toast. I looked at what percentage of the avocado remained in the bowl versus what percentage of the toast surface area was still visible. I had perhaps underestimated the amount of toast I would need. No matter, I constructed a leaning tower of avocado upon the toast while the toddler gleefully kicked her feet in the general vicinity of the baby's face. Would the dish survive the trip to the table? Only one way to find out. Also, I should separate the children again. They parted like the Red Sea and came together again in my wake as I carefully carried my structurally suspect avocado toast to my seat. As soon as I made to sit down, the baby informed me she was tired of being on the ground too close to her sister's feet, so I scooped her up and sat her on my lap. The toddler, sensing weakness and food, also wanted on my lap, but was made to be content with resting her chin on the table saying, more please, over and over again before I had even had a bite. Just a second, I said, pushing the plate out of the baby's reach before lifting the toast with one hand. Half the avocado fell off. I soldiered on and put what remained in my mouth and discovered that, indeed, if you combine the tasty deliciousness of bacon grease toast with the tasty deliciousness of the simplest of guacamoles, the results are, well, tasty. The crunch of the toast with the not as creamy as it could have been, but hey, still not bad, underripe avocado provided a pleasing textural contrast. And if the baby put her hand on it and then licked it, hey, it wouldn't hurt her. Yes, this was indeed a satisfying dish. Almost a worthy breakfast staple. If only there were something to anchor it, a source of protein, perhaps. The microwave beeped again. I had forgotten the sausage.
Sundahl writer and Huntsville native Joanna Kirsch Wilson was an English and philosophy major in college and now puts her knowledge in those areas to good use, raising her two daughters. You can listen to Joanna's story again or listen to any of the past Sundahl stories and poems by going to our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the Sundahl tab. We air a new episode of Sundahl every Monday morning at 9, right here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.